In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, according to Apostle Paul, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. One of the popular slogans these days that seems to have influenced how people think and live is this: if it feels good, do it. That is, do whatever it is that can make you or make you feel good, bring you happiness, enjoyment, pleasure, or avoid pain, and more often than not, regardless of the cause or consequences. The slogan was, in fact, even made in a song by a Canadian rock band Sloan in 2001. The chorus has these words: if it feels good, do it, even if you should not. Don't let people mess you around. Feels good, do it, even if you should not. Nobody can mess you around. This lyric or lyrics imply that the songwriter knows that there are things that people should not do, but because doing these things would make them feel good, they should do it anyway, and nobody can prevent them from doing so or interfere with their decision. This slogan is another way of saying, follow your heart, or I'll mind my own business and you mind yours. This is my life, and I have the right or reason to do with it as I please. It is very easy to see this slogan or mantra has pervaded our culture and society. Divorce, abortion, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, sexual and gambling addictions, changing of gender or sexual identity and orientation, same-sex marriage, materialism, commercialism, or consumerism, AIDS and related diseases, disintegration of the family as a fundamental basic unit. All these have come about in the name of pursuing whatever would make people feel good or bring them satisfaction or gratification. Sadly, as we all know, whatever felt good or brought pleasure initially usually ends in grief and bitterness or brings with it dire consequences and effects. Considering how pervasive and invasive this kind of consciousness has become, the question is, how can we as Christians do not only believe in Jesus and his sacrificial death on the cross for our salvation, but who are also believe in obeying God and his word, avoid falling into this kind of mindset trap and the negative consequences, cause and effects that go with it? When Jesus proclaimed in John chapter 10, verse 10, that has come that people may have life and have it to the full, he certainly did not have the kind of life beset by problems that I mentioned earlier. But one thing is marked with peace, joy, love, and contentment that can only come from the abiding relationship with him. How can we have that kind of life while still here on earth? That's a question. For sure not by living by the mantra, if it feels good, do it. We are not supposed to just do it, but do it according to God's way. Here are some, we are going to tackle three suggestions from God's word. Number one, well, according to Paul that I already read, the essence is renew our mind. If our mindset has been influenced by worldly philosophies or teachings, it is never too late to have a manship, one that is according or accordance with God's will for us and that which will give him glory and result in our good. The Apostle Paul in chapter 12 of Romans reminds us not to be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing of our minds. Then he says that if we do, we will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. In practical terms, how do we do that? God has given all of us a free will, a mind to use so that we can think and decide for ourselves. We see this right from the very start. In Genesis, when God created our first parents and gave them charge over his creation. When we renew our mind by deciding first and foremost that we no longer want our old pattern of thinking, and we want the mindset that is conformity with God or conformity with God's will, it is not a one-time decision, but a daily reminder that we should tell ourselves if it could help us if we could memorize this verse, Romans chapter 12, or portion of this verse, just like, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Changing your mind. A paraphrase of this verse would help us to change the way we think. Every day, probably every now and then, we just recite this verse. And number two, be filled with the Spirit. Many of us are familiar with this exhortation. According to Ephesians chapter 5, we are encouraged to be filled with the Spirit. Maybe we have become so familiar with it and we don't take seriously anymore. But if we are going to be successful in claiming Jesus' promises or promise of full life, we need the Holy Spirit to guide and direct our decision every day, moment by moment. Jesus said he would send the Spirit to be our helper, comforter, and guide. And according to Jesus, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Greek word from that word, counselor, means one who is called alongside. And he has the idea of someone who encourages and exhorts. The Holy Spirit takes up permanent residence in our hearts as believer. Jesus gave the Spirit as a compensation for his absence to perform the function toward us which would have done if he had remained personally with us. Let us take advantage of this provision by owning, claiming, and asking God daily by faith to actually fill us with the Spirit. And lastly, fill your mind with God's Word. The Word of God is a food for our spirit. Some believers don't seem to realize that we really do need to feed our spirit. Similar to how we need to feed our physical bodies every day. In view of this reality, some believers feed their spirit very poorly. and very inconsistently. For that reason, there are too many believers that are basically spiritually anemic, weak, unreliable, easily defeated spiritually. Too many believers nibble of the Word of God when they need to be eating good, wholesome, and nourishing meals of God's Word. It appears that too many believers seems to live a fasted lifestyle when it comes to God's Word. Yet, when it comes to God's Word, we should never fast. Every believer needs a daily diet of God's Word. We should read and meditate on God's Word every day. When we read the Word of God every day, many very important things happen to us spiritually. We grow closer to God. We grow in our knowledge and understanding of God. And we are empowered in the things of God. As we read and think on God's Word, and we are the Word of the Holy Spirit, the Word and the Holy Spirit together are working on us. They are molding and shaping us to become more and more in like Christ. As we spend time reading God's Word, the Word of God programs us to think and walk and act more like Christ. Daily as we read God's Word, we are empowered in the things of God. Also, we are washed anew by the cleansing power of God's Word. As we read, we are nourished in the things of God, and we grow in grace and knowledge of God. Take time to pray and ask God to help you begin the discipline or habit of reading God's Word every day. Once you begin this habit, it will be one of the most productive habits or disciplines of your whole life. According to Psalms 119, verse 105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What good will come out when we follow these guidelines? That's the questions. When we renew our mind, are filled with the Spirit, and guided by the Word of God, we will not be easily swayed by worldly mantras and philosophy, even though they are all around us. It's like being bombarded by many unseen airwaves that compete for our attention. And yet, we hear only radio frequency that we choose to be tuned in. The result, a good, God-glorifying life that is not dependent on pursuing sensual gratification for happiness, a full life that is marked by the fruit of the Holy Spirit with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When we have all this, what can we ask for? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your reminder this morning that in order to live a happy and full life, we need not follow this world's philosophy that urges us that if it feels good, we just do it. Thank you, you have a better way because your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We humble ourselves before you this morning as we renew our mind to follow and obey you. By faith, we ask you to fill with the Holy Spirit. Help us to feed our spirit with your word so that they can be like trees planted by streams of water, who yield fruits in season, and whose leaves do not wither. in your most precious name. Amen.